This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a game night at MSG as the Sabres look for win number 12 in their last 13. Welcome in to Sabres Live. It's Buffalo against John Quick and the New York Rangers tonight as we look forward to our pregame happening at 6:30. Martin, it is revenge night. I mean, it was a tough season opener for Buffalo to the Rangers, 4-0 on home ice. It would be nice to enact a little bit of payback for that, wouldn't you think?
And it would be great to do it in the same way that the Rangers did it to the Sabres, because the Rangers did not score a ton at home. So the Sabres were not able to score any goals in that one on opening night. So flip it around and go back in MSG and make those home woes for the New York Rangers continue. You know, you mentioned Jonathan Quick. So Shesterkin got hurt earlier this week, a left leg injury. Officially, it's a lower body injury, but we all saw it. We all saw he hurt his left leg. And, you know, they said that they feared that it could be really bad, but that it's not as bad as feared. So that's going to be better for them. But interestingly enough, Jonathan Quick has got better numbers this year, goals against average and save percentage-wise, than Igor Shesterkin. His win-loss record is just not great. It's 3-6-2 because the Rangers don't score a ton of goals. And when Quick has played, they have not scored a ton of goals. So, you know, so yeah, that could be a nice revenge game in New York tonight for the Sabres to try to continue to keep up, right? Like Montreal won last night. You've got some teams that are Washington keeps losing. You can catch Washington, you know, with a win today. So I think that would be great.
Huge night in the NHL with a dozen games, so we can dive into a lot that pertain to the East. You mentioned last night the Sabres did get beneficial results from Ottawa losing to Utah and the Capitals falling to Dallas as the Stars get back in the win column. The goalie matchup we're expecting tonight would be Colton Ellis against John Quick. From the Ellis standpoint, we touched on it briefly yesterday, but just anything new to add to your thought process with Ellis, given that he's been out for a month and this would be his first time, of course, on the stage that is MSG?
What's new for me for Colton Ellis is, like, he hasn't played since December 9th, right? That is the game that he got hurt at the end of the first period against the Oilers. And I remember in that first intermission, Duffer, I was like, hey, he got bumped. He'll probably come back at the start of the second, needed to get evaluated. No, he had a concussion and he missed quite some time and hasn't played in almost a month. So I'm not going to say I'm going to be a little concerned, a little stressed about Colton Ellis going in. I understand you need to get him back in it. He's healthy. Lukanen is probably going to go Saturday at home. Lukanen's numbers at home have been great this year. Mm-hmm. So, but Lyon played so well, in the time that Ellis was hurt and that they were just riding Alex Lyon. And Ukko-Pekka Lukanen has played so well in this, stretch of 11 wins in 12 games that I'm like, the expectations are, Colton Ellis, you're in there. You better perform at the same level everybody else has performed. That's what they need you to do. It's not a game where you're like, hey, let's see how you are. Like, baby steps into this game. No, you better have a giant step into a game playing at a high level. And that's a lot to ask for a guy that has played, no games in the last month.
Correct. And obviously,
but you got to put him in there. That's the thing. He's got to play too. So that's the thing. It got to happen.
The Sabres have been quite good, productive, if you will, at Madison Square Garden with points in five straight. They're 3-0-2 over that run there. And, tonight it'll be Ellis, we expect, getting the turn. This is, for the Rangers, for all their struggles, they've kept their head above water a little bit, going 10-7-4 in the last 21. Yeah. But obviously Buffalo's streak, really impressive, but Marty, they barely, 2 points. They've gained 2 points on Tampa and Montreal over the last 10 games. It's remarkable how little they've gained, but also how incredible the Lightning, winners of 8 in a row, and Montreal also with 16 points out of a possible 20 over the last 10 games. So we are at the halfway.
7-1-2, right? You're looking at Montreal, they have one regulation loss in the last 10. Tampa has won 8 in a row. They had lost the two previous to that, but you're Buffalo, and Saturday you played Columbus, you were in a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. You lose that game. There was game Saturday night.
They were out before the game started with the Pittsburgh win.
With Pittsburgh winning earlier. Yeah. But game Saturday, game Sunday, games Monday, you don't play until Tuesday. By that point, you were 4 points out. Mm-hmm. And you won, and you're still not in because you got to keep winning. That's the thing. But if you do win tonight, you tie Washington and you have two more games in hand because right now you're sitting down 2 points back of Washington with three games in hand.
Okay, so they're at the halfway point. They played 41. Tonight marks the start of the second half. Who was Buffalo's first half MVP, in your opinion?
First half MVP, I am going to say Tage Thompson. I'm going to say Tage, 21 goals now. Not having the centerman that he thought he was going to play with in training camp, Josh Norris, got hurt against the Rangers and then missed 24 games. And then playing on the wing, getting back to the middle, having this kind of little battle as to, I like the middle better. Now I think that we know that even with Doan and Krebs, Thompson is performing. Thompson is going. And it has allowed Lindy Ruff to put, let's put Norris and Tuck on a different line. Let's put McLeod and Benson on a different line. We all thought Thompson was going to be Benson and Norris and Thompson, and then it completely changed, but he kept performing. So for me, the MVP is Tage Thompson for the first half of the season. Do you concur?
Well, I'll take issue with what you said about the center that he expected to play with. I think Tage is the center that he expected to play with all along. So while we were, you know, speculating about line combinations, I think Tage's inner desire was always for him to be the number one center on this team. So he's in that. I think I was fighting the question just because it sounds ridiculous because he obviously is such a driver of the five-on-five offense and the numbers put him at the top of the team. But I think I was looking elsewhere this year based on the fact that I feel this recovery from where they were to where they are now has been so team-wide that I would probably lean to Matias Samuelsson only because of how far he's risen. Like, there's a really nice, concise piece by Matthew Fairburn today at The Athletic about all of this kind of stuff. And Matthew put him, Samuelsson, that is, as most improved, and I think that's impossible to argue. Like, he clearly is. and yet I think because of what we've heard other people say through the absences and challenges personally that Dahlin has had to navigate, and at times, you know, what they were getting out of three-goalie situation, I just think Samuelsson has been so consistent that you know how I'm wired. Like, show me a smart player, show me a consistent player. And those are often the two hallmarks that I would want most. And I think Samuelsson's been that in the first half.
I think Sammy's been great, and you're right. And it's allowed for Lindy Ruff to say, well, let's put him with Dahlin, and then let's have Byram with either Power, or when Power was with Kesselring, Byram was with, you know, Bryson, or, you know, like, and it was working. So it allowed for your depth on defense to go. Now, I did say Tage Thompson. I think that when people ask me what has been the turnaround of the Sabres, why have they won 11 out of 12? And my first reaction to that is Josh Norris. And so now I'm like, would Josh Norris be the MVP of the first half? But he's only played 15 games. But in the last 14, because the first game of the season, let's put that aside, in the 14 that he's played since returning, he's got points in 11 of the 14. Mm-hmm. And he's been a big part of that added depth. And maybe that's... maybe I'm underappreciating, you know, what he has meant to this team. But that's like the first answer I've got when people say, well, what's the turnaround? I'm like, well, Josh Norris. But is having played in 15 of 41 games enough to be your MVP? So that's why I went Tage Thompson.
Sabres, Rangers tonight, second of three meetings. Of course, Sabres, Rangers always causes us to reflect back on playoffs past. And today's Twitter poll question is one that certainly will, I mean, maybe it causes you to think, or maybe your immediate reaction is so strong that that leads us to an overwhelming poll result so far at Sabres Live. Like, which of the goals in game five against the Rangers in 07, like, which game five goal is more memorable and meaningful for you? The Drury tying goal or the Afinaganov OT winner? It's a landslide for who else right now?
Yeah. Chris Drury tying it with, you know, just a little over 5 seconds left. And, you know, Devanek lifting the leg and Lundqvist and the whole thing. It was memorable. But funny enough, would that moment be as memorable if it wasn't for the overtime Afinaganov meaningful game winner? Because if Max doesn't score that goal and the Rangers score, and somehow Sabres lose that series, let's just say, are we talking about that Drury tying goal in the same way that we're talking about it right now?
Of course not. You have to win.
Of course not. You have to win. That's right. Now, I voted for Drury as well because I think the moment, the who else, the building exploding, that was magical. The Afinaganov overtime goal, like, Max did not have a great shot. What is he doing on the power play, taking that slap shot from that far out, and he scored? And then the diving celebration, everything was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So meaningful and memorable, they were both having their moments. I think Drury is more memorable. Max was more meaningful, but I went with Drury.
As you know, I was very invested in the 10-game win streak statistically and comparatively to the previous 10-game win streaks in franchise history. Mm-hmm. Did you know that of the four 10-game win streaks Buffalo has now had, Max was the highest scorer ever in one of those 10-game streaks. He had 16 points in the 10-game run that he was a part of. Yeah. Perreault had 14 in the first one. Thompson had 14 in this one. So Max has quite a place here as far as creating memories, and we're just over a week out from, well, we're a week away from reunion night and then, you know, a week and a day to Ryan Miller's catwalk for charity. But I want to know your anytime goal scorer tonight as we get set for Buffalo, New York, part two.
This is going to be an interesting one for me. And I'm going a little lower on the list. I'm going Zach Benson, MSG, the bright lights, like, you know, maybe even a tweener between the leg like he did in Washington. But I'm going Zach Benson, a little uncharacteristic for me to go further down the board. And the odds, it's +330, I think, +300. So, yes.
Well, you're going much shorter odds than I am because I'm taking it a really long ways from where you are. Jordan Greenway is my choice.
Wow.
Tonight. Yes, he's +1,000. And
+1,000, okay.
Has historically performed quite well against the Rangers. And obviously that line was able to contribute in their first time together in the game against Vancouver. It was the Austlin Greenway Malenstein line that did the work that led to the Metsa game winner. Yep. And we'll see if we can break our season-long tie right now.
And I think, well, you got more value than I have. And I think this is a really good matchup. Obviously, I don't think the fourth line of the New York Rangers is a line that provides a lot of offense. You got Rempe maybe on it. You got Sam Carrick. I think it's a great matchup for that line in Greenway. And Greenway had that play to Byram, that nice backdoor pass against the Ottawa Senators. He's had some good opportunities. So, +1,000. If you get that tonight,
yep,
you are going to put me in that the backseat of the value for the season, definitely.
After tonight's game, the Sabres are home for five. We want to see you there. And obviously the schedule, you know, would feel favorable if you're looking at it from sheer wins and losses. Buffalo's been very good on home ice this year. And up next, it's Anaheim on Saturday, Florida Monday, Philly, Montreal, Minnesota. Can't stress enough. I'm so fixated on the three games this month against the Montreal Canadiens based on everything we've just been talking about. So, like, and then you marry that to the fact that that's reunion night. Like, this is shaping up to be the biggest homestand of the year, and it's going to tell us a lot. Buffalo's already beaten Minnesota, but they've already had struggles against Philadelphia. Florida is always a unique challenge because you never, I mean, they're right there with the Sabres, of course, in the Eastern Conference standings. So, how do you get
mentioned
that?
Montreal quickly, Duffer.
Hang on.
Okay,
we
go
want
ahead.
To find the matchups that work best for you. It's a five-game pack. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. So visit sabres.com/5 to get yours today.
It's funny because you mentioned Montreal. Like, by the time they come in next Thursday, I have no idea who their number one goalie, who their goalies are going to be. They decided last night to play Jacob Fowler. It was Dobesh's turn. Mm-hmm. And tonight they've got Florida, and I would anticipate Montembeau to go back in after playing a couple of good games since his conditional stint. Will they still have Fowler by the end of the month? Will they be playing Montembeau more? Will they have Dobesh go back in the nets? Like, Dobesh is 13-5-3 this year. Like, he's +8.
And he's no Brandon Bussey, but he's been good.
He's no Brandon Bussey, but you, okay. So that's a great thing. Like, you talk about Bussey in Carolina and having a, he's not as young as a Jacob Fowler or as a Jesper Wallstedt, but no experience, no NHL experience before this
Can't
year.
Can't win the Calder.
Yeah, but he's like, Carolina's trusting a guy that had no NHL experience. Wallstedt in Minnesota is doing well. So there's been some unexpected goalies really performing well, and Fowler got called up and is looking really good. I can even look at the Sabres and, you know, having Lyon playing as well as he has this year and now Colton Ellis being in the folds. Like, there has been some unexpected goalies stories, and Montreal is dealing with a goalie head right now, and who knows who's going to play those three games.
Devin Levi had a great bounce back last night for the Amerks. Yes. They had a 3-2 win in Syracuse. It was a ridiculously hot start for the Amerks from a shooting percentage standpoint. Fiddler, Schultz, Rathbone, and Novikov scored in the first 10 and a half minutes of the game. And I'll be honest, not much happened after that. Like, Syracuse chipped away. Levi, it's so funny. And it's completely irrelevant, but you look at, like, the three stars, right? And you also know that home teams will cater towards their own, even in a loss, right? It's just, it's a shtick of game presentation. Devin Levi not being one of the three stars last night was an absolute joke. He's the only reason they won this game. He was so good in the back half of it when, you know, Syracuse kept pushing. Once it got 3-2, he made some stunning saves immediately after it to keep it from getting even. And so I thought Levi's bounce back after a tough one, his last go out. And now that North is super tight and huge matchup tomorrow because they're home against first place Laval. Then they're on the road in Belleville on Sunday. Then they're back home next Wednesday. So hopefully it's a packed barn tomorrow against the Rocket.
The AHL has a little bit of an old school feel to their rivalries. And, you know, back in the day, if Reggie Lemelin had a good game in Buffalo, you wouldn't give him a star. You don't give a Boston Bruins goalie a star in Buffalo. So you don't give, you know, Devin Levi a star in Syracuse. That's right. How old school mentality I think the AHL still has when it comes to that.
Well, let's stay with goalies. And before we dive into the action last night around the NHL, we must pay our respects to Mr. Goalie Glenn Hall. I'm not sure I've ever thought about this, Marty, but if there was one person in our world that deserved to make it to 100 or live even longer than that, it's the greatest Iron Man the NHL has ever seen. And that's all apologies to the skaters who've had these incredible streaks like Kessel and obviously Brent Burns. But Glenn Hall will forever be known as a record holder in this league because of 502 consecutive starts, 552 if you include his playoff time over that stretch. Incredibly decorated, but maybe an even better person than he was as a player. And Glenn Hall passed yesterday at age 94.
I just saw yesterday Marty Brodeur posted a picture of the last time he saw Glenn Hall. And it was Glenn Hall, Grant Fuhr, Eddie Belfour, Marty Brodeur, and Bernie Parent. I'm like, what a group of five goalies, right? Like, pretty amazing. And Glenn Hall, when he had played eight NHL games, right? And then at the start of the 1955-56 season with the Detroit Red Wings, he played all 70 games. He missed 2 minutes in that season, probably because he got pulled for the last 30 seconds of a game here and there. And then the next year, played all 70 games. And then he went to Chicago and for 5 straight years, played again all 70 games, so much so that in the 61-62 season, he played 4,200 minutes. 70 games, 60 minutes a game, 4,200 minutes. He was on the ice from the start of the game to the end of every single game in that season. That is unbelievable. 502, you mentioned. And yes, like, and then he went to St. Louis. And St. Louis, that was at the start of the expansion era. Mm-hmm. So the first, you know, few seasons in St. Louis, there's Glenn Hall.
And in the final every year.
And Jacques Plante. They had Glenn Hall and Jacques Plante as their two goalies in St. Louis. Like, how unbelievable is that? Knowing that that's how you start your franchise. Mr. Goalie, amazing. And yes, he was retired back in Alberta. And
Stony Plain.
Yes, Stony Plain, Alberta.
And just outside of Edmonton to the west of the city.
But go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. If you're in Toronto, go there and go look at some of the video images. Like, it's, you know, Glenn Hall is a big part of the Hall of Fame.
You wanted quickly, and Darren Dreger's coming up at the bottom, and we do want to zip around the NHL from last night, but real quick on another legendary name in the game that passed this week.
Yeah, Bob Pulford passed this week, and look, he was, you know, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, won Stanley Cups, but people will say, well, who is Bob Pulford? Like, okay, great hockey, you know, personality and player. But in October of 1963, there was a moment in a game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens at the Maple Leaf Gardens. And there was a fight. Harper and Pulford on the ice were fighting. And then they were asked to go to the penalty bench. Well, in 1963, there was only one penalty box and it wasn't divided. When you took a penalty, you sat next to the opponent. How in the heck, Duffer, did it take until 1963 to have an actual fight in the penalty box? And those two, Bob Pulford and Harper, fought in the penalty box and nobody could get there. And you know what's so funny is that Clarence Campbell had his seat. He was the president of the NHL. He had his seats right next to the penalty box. He got a good view of it. And then they changed the rules and they separated the penalty box and put a penalty box attendant in the box to make sure that that would not happen again. Obviously, there's been some issues, but yeah, Bob Pulford passed away earlier this week, but he was the reason why they split the penalty box in 1963.
Amazing. History is ever happening around us in life and sports, and last night was another great example. Macklin Celebrini is the MVP of this league, and he showed it again last night. No one wants the puck more. No one is more confident with the puck in a late game situation. And this, again, it's like the Sharks are better than anyone expected this year, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't be very much without Celebrini. Marty, once again, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm yelling on my couch, like, this kid is so good. His tying goal was so good. And then, of course, in overtime, he had a dazzling assist. Like, it could have broken down in the neutral zone because the puck briefly hit the linesman in as he was going up the ice. But he corralled it. He stayed with it. He faked Kemper into believing that he was going to shoot the puck.
Dude.
And, oh, my goodness. Like, everything Celebrini is doing right now as a teenager is I'm out of words, quite frankly, other than sheer joy every time I get to watch him play.
So that fake in overtime, by the way, the sell of the, like, it almost like his body broke as he was trying to fake and then slides it over the goal to tie it. I was asked yesterday who's the MVP of the first half of the NHL, and I said Nathan MacKinnon. Even though Connor McDavid has recovered to take the points lead in the NHL. But I read a couple of things this morning and they make a fantastic argument that Macklin Celebrini should be the front runner for MVP this year because of what the San Jose Sharks are able to do right now. Mm-hmm. Being in the first wild card position is importance to the team, and what he's been able to do is just amazing. And yes, Canada did not medal again at the World Juniors. And everybody in Canada is freaking out.
What?
What's wrong with our hockey?
They won the bronze.
Huh?
They won the bronze.
Well, no, they did win the bronze. I'm just saying they didn't win like a gold and they lost to Czechia in three straight games or in three straight years or whatever. But everybody's freaking out in Canada. What's going on with... Okay, Macklin Celebrini should be playing in the World Juniors. And he's like... one of the best players in the NHL and all the other ones. Like, let's not panic in a land that they're so proud of their hockey. I'm proud of my Canadian roots and hockey and all of that, but I'm not panicking. There's got so many good players that are in the NHL and potentially could be at the World Juniors. But Macklin, can you imagine Celebrini playing junior hockey right now?
No, like, I'd rather see him in the NHL every night. Forever.
He'd have 500 points in the season. That's how good he is.
Okay, calm down. Mario had like 280, and I don't know if Celebrini could ever top that.
Anyway. Mario was 16 or 17, yes.
Okay, one of the great stories last night is one we're going to hold for Darren Dreger coming up here, and that's as it pertains to St. Louis goaltending. So that becomes a big topic. That's coming up as Darren joins us from TSN. And we want you to visit sabres.com/AAA to enter the Escape the Cold Vacation Giveaway presented by AAA Travel for your chance to win an all-inclusive trip to the Dominican Republic. AAA Travel, where can we take you today? Darren Dreger, next on Sabres Live.
Back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres and Rangers tonight. You can get your tickets now for the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle presented by Northtown Automotive. You can win a guaranteed jackpot of $10,000, but also support a great cause. Proceeds benefit the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. The drawing's February 1st, so get your tickets now at sabres.com/50-50. It's a brand new year. It's the same insider as always from TSN. He's Darren Dreger. And we'll start with the same question as always. What's the latest on Alex Tuch?
That's where we start 2026. And you're right, almost on a weekly basis. Well, in the previous regime, I think we got to a point where there wasn't much of an update, so we didn't talk a lot about it. And I would say that the update on Alex Tuch and the relationship with Buffalo and his future is basically status quo. What's different, of course, is you've got Jarmo Kekalainen and essentially a new management regime just getting the lay of the land with Tuch and his agents, the Bartletts, you know, finding out specifically what he's looking for, what his intentions are. At this point, early in the new year, you know, is there willingness to fully engage, or is it more likely that he dives in unrestricted free agency and gives that old standby, oh, I'm not saying I won't sign back in Buffalo, but I first want to see what other opportunities look like before I do that. And I don't believe that Yarmo and the Buffalo Sabres have that indication yet. I do believe that there is a willingness to continue to talk. Different voice now, different people listening, and perhaps a different approach for Alex Tuch. But as was described point blank to me about 15 minutes ago, nothing imminent. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news for Sabres fans.
So we have probably three more shows with you before the Olympic break, and then it's going to be nothing for 3 weeks with this, you know, probably NHL news and contract news. I mean, it could happen during the break or whatnot. And then we're pushing trade deadline, and the Sabres are trying to make a push. Is this like, if it doesn't happen by the Olympic break, are we saying like, let's start to look at trade partners? Is it like that dire, or is it own rental and he could walk? Like, there's so many things that could happen.
But all of the above, and you're right. And look, the description of the own rental is appropriate. And I can't remember where it goes back to. I think Dave Nonis as general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe it was Tyler Bozak comes to mind. And back in that time, it was borderline unthinkable. You know, unless you're talking about a top level pending unrestricted free agent, you just weren't willing to play the game where a player could walk out and you get absolutely nothing in return. So now more and more teams, especially playoff teams, with the salary cap, and if you're a salary cap team, they do see the benefit of that own rental because it does buy you a little time. You know, if you do as well as you predict or even better than you expect, well, maybe that buys a little bit of favor, you know, to keep that player out of free agency. But it is something that is more considered now than perhaps ever before. So I can't just dismiss that possibility. But look, I mean, when you look at the track record of Jarmo Kekalainen as general manager in Columbus, he wasn't afraid to make bold trades. And at times you could question the timing of making such bold trades, but he did it with an interest in making his team better for what they were about to go into. And for the Buffalo Sabres, that's obviously a strong playoff push if they're able to do that. And this year, as we know, it's different, because you do have the obvious restrictions that, you know, these managers are dealing with. February 4th, the Olympic freeze comes into effect. So what are we going to see? Are we going to see more activity between now and February 4th? Are we going to see that game of poker where, you know, the few sellers that exist are sitting there going, okay, well, we really don't like what the trade talk is producing right now. So why wouldn't we wait until post-Olympics? Then you've got the March 6th trade deadline, and then you've got a real finite window of where teams can get something done. And it could be a feeding frenzy. It could be at that point. So maybe that makes more sense if you're Yarmo, depending on where your position, the Buffalo Sabres in the standings, you've exhausted the conversation, if that's the case with the Bartletts, and you go, all right, well, we're holding on to Alex Tuch until we get into that window before March 6th. That might make the most sense if they're willing to consider trade.
Well, it's Tuch versus Panarin tonight. So I guess the logical question would be, will they be teammates this year? And in which city would that be more likely?
Yeah, I mean, there's loose speculating on that. And, you know, I think that that has to do more with, you know, the New York Rangers and where they're at right now. But the reality of the situation in New York is that's a team that all of a sudden looks decimated by injury, you know, with Shesterkin, Fox. I mean, go down the list of the players here. We know that Chris Drury especially is one who he knows what he's chasing. I mean, he's trying to be a Stanley Cup contending team, and the New York Rangers don't look like that. They haven't looked like that for the majority of the first half of the regular season. And now, again, they're toppled by the injury factor. Is there an appetite for making something big happen? Yeah, I think that there would be. But ask every general manager. Talk to Tom Fitzgerald in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You don't think he has a strong appetite to do something big up front and add a piece like the two men that we're talking about, Tuch or Panarin? Of course he would. You know, there's some salary implications that would come into play. But I think some want to use wild speculation purely to connect the dots. And the problem with doing that is, well, maybe it's an advantage. How can we say right now that there's zero chance that Artemi Panarin isn't getting traded? We can't say that. Mm-hmm. Same thing of Alex Tuch. We just had the conversation of, but to connect those two teams, and the likelihood of that happening feels like a stretch to me, because I look around the National Hockey League and I see the teams that would love to grab hold of Alex Tuch as an example. So, you know, if it turns out the New York Rangers are the best option, present the best package, but doesn't Alex Tuch have some form of say in this? I would think that he would want to go to a team that he would perceive to be a top contending team, likewise for Panarin. And is that the Rangers? Is that the Sabres? Not so sure when I look around the league.
Allow me to dream a little bit, Dregs. Like, what if Tuch was a $10 million player and you signed him, and Jarmo Kekalainen, because of his history with Artemi Panarin in Columbus. And by the way, like with Panarin and Bobrovsky, he basically had them as own rental, right? Trying to make a push for them. So he's aggressive in that way too.
Yep.
But okay, so Panarin is going to want how much, right? And that's the thing. Like, could you see the Sabres having both Alex Tuch and Artemi Panarin, not just this year, but next year? And would that be like a grand slam home run type of situation to say, hey, we're putting Buffalo back on this map?
Well, I mean, it is dreaming, so I'm glad you prefaced it by saying all of that. You know, the belief is, whether it's changed position or not, that Alex Tuch wants just north of what Kempe got with the Los Angeles Kings. So you're talking north of $10.5 million. That's a lot. What's Artemi Panarin going to make, right?
11 or 12, probably.
Yeah, probably the same, or maybe 12 and a half or something like that.
Yeah, and
I mean, age works against him here, so I'm not sure he's getting much more. Wouldn't get north of 12, in my opinion, but
right, and maybe to that point, Brian, it becomes the sum and how you make it work because of how old he is, right? Yeah. And teams are less worried now, it feels, especially if they have a very specific need. And you know, with all due respect to what Buffalo has accomplished over the past dozen games, I mean, we can all envision their need for help in their top six up front. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see that. That's legit and that is real. So if because of the history with Panarin and Jarmo Kekalainen is legit enough where you want to go down that road, if it's as a free agent, even as an extension, you can get creative and make that work, right? Mm-hmm. The owner may not love the term that you're going to have to throw out there, but maybe you do put it out there, put it on the table, because it brings so the sum of the dollars would make sense to Artemi Panarin, but the AAV doesn't matter as much to him because it's guaranteed money. So in that mm-hmm. sort of world, I could see it fit.
So last night, another bizarre moment for the St. Louis Blues and their goaltending. I mean, this just never stops. And last night it was on full display, i.e. the cameras caught everything. And Binnington had allowed 7. Seemed like Montgomery and Steve Ott wanted him out. Hofer wasn't on the bench because of the configuration of things in Chicago. And then he was caught on camera peering around the corner.
Hiding.
Joel Hofer. So what does this mean in the big picture for a Blues team that, again, shockingly, is not very far from a wild card spot in the West, despite all their ups and downs this year? But like, Binnington's always in the news. Hofer's been pretty good. What does it all mean to you?
Well, you know, the St. Louis Blues just aren't good enough. I mean, I'm playing the role here of Captain Obvious, and everybody knows it, including Jim Montgomery and including General Manager Doug Armstrong. Can they afford to go through yet another tweak or a rebuild? And I think that that's really what Armstrong is wrestling with now. And, you know, what pieces are we talking about? Robert Thomas's name has been out there for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, go down the list. There'll be other names that surface as we, you know, again, approach a certain times between now and early February and then the March 6th trade deadline. But specific to what happened last night, interesting, but there's a backstory to it now. And I'm a bit surprised that it wasn't disclosed post-game. You know, I don't know. I saw the post-game interview. Unless I missed a chunk, I don't think anybody asked Jim Montgomery about it.
That's our belief too.
Which is curious because we all saw it. And I mean, Montgomery looked frustrated. You know, he's waving at Binnington to come out of the crease. And Binnington is just standing there because he can clearly see that Joel Hofer isn't on the bench. And he can't see Hofer coming out onto the ice. So he's like, I'm not leaving until I see this guy. Mm. And apparently what happened was, and again, because of the configuration of where the dressing room is in relation to the visitor's bench, It sounds like Hofer had a lot of his gear off.
He was 7 minutes left, 6 minutes left in the game. He's already taken a shower.
Well, I don't know if it was that extreme, but my understanding is that when the call came, he was like frantic. I mean, this is nightmare type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're the goalie, the player, and you're having the nightmare. You're trying to get your skates on, and you put your left skate on your right foot, and you can't figure it out, that kind of stuff. Apparently, that's what it was. So by the time Hofer got his stuff together, his gear on, now he's racing to get into position. He gets to the hallway, and then we can see him peek around the post. And by then it was too late because the officials are like, forget it. We're not waiting forever. We got to drop the puck here. And they dropped the puck. So there was somewhat of an explanation for it, but it doesn't excuse another example of just bizarre stuff happening around that St. Louis team.
Mm-hmm. The Sabres are going to play the Montreal Canadiens three times this month. And they're going to be huge games. We talked about it earlier. The Canadiens have three goalies. Who are going to be their two goalies, from now until the end? Because Fowler and Montembeau and Dobesh are doing this three-goalie rotation.
Yeah,
well, Dobesh not so much now, but yes.
Yeah, and that never really works, does it? I mean, it's awkward. It doesn't really work. I mean, obviously the Montreal Canadiens would prefer Dobesh and Montembeau. That would be their preference, to allow Fowler to, continue to work in his game, hone his skills at the American League level. But when they brought him up, they really didn't have a choice. And it was a full reset for Montembeau. And then on top of that, Dobesh goes sideways and Fowler is left to shoulder more of the load. So I think it's still in the category of to be determined. If you ask Kent Hughes, I think that's exactly what he would tell you. And if you asked him to rewind the tape and take us back to the start of the year, even earlier into training camp, he would have boasted that the Montreal Canadiens' depth in the goaltending position was as good as any in the National Hockey League, and that the goalie department was not going to be an area of concern until it quickly became an area of concern. So they want two guys to figure it out. That's what they want. And when they figure it out, then Ken Hughes and management will decide whether or not they can afford to part with one of these guys.
Yeah, it's not hurting them right now, though. They've got points in 12 of the last 14, so they are remarkable in that regard. Rapid fire here, Dregs, if you can, before we wrap. Is Steven Stamkos likely to be dealt this year or not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not saying no definitively, I can't. I don't have that information. It feels unlikely.
And what about Ottawa and their goaltending with Ullmark on leave and the challenges that they're facing?
Well, weirdly, Ullmark was at the game the other night, right? Mm-hmm. So how long is his personal leave going to drift? We don't know. I know that Steve Staios doesn't want to have to make a goalie change, but he's on the fence. That's where he's at.
Marty?
John Cooper going to win the Jack Adams this year, finally. He's never won it. And Tampa, with all the injuries, are first in the Atlantic.
Yeah, and how many straight wins? Eight, right?
Yeah.
And counting. I mean, that's – with all due respect to those who won the Jack Adams and the head-to-heads with John Cooper, I find that curious that he hasn't won it. I don't know what more this man can do as head coach in the National Hockey League, but – then I say that, and I'm wondering out loud, what else can Paul Maurice do as head coach of the Florida Panthers to work his way into that inner circle of Hockey Canada? Because this guy is always on the outside looking in. So those are two coaching questions that I don't have an answer for.
Okay, 10 seconds or less. Yep. Any change imminent in Winnipeg? They've lost 10 straight.
Oof. Not imminent, no. By change, you're talking GM
and
or
anything.
Coach?
Anything could be
anything would be a trade, but we know how they go through things very methodically there. Yeah. And last time I checked, Cheveldayoff had an extension, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
Crazy. They've lost 13 of 14 and continue to sit dead last in the NHL. Dregs, thank you so much. Great start to 2026.
Great.
All right. You guys have a great week.
We will, and we're inching ever closer to Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event presented by New Era Cap Foundation. It is a week from tomorrow. Incredible. We've been talking about it so long. We've been so excited for it. Ryan is as well, because he's got so many of his 05-06 teammates that are going to be there. Go to sabres.com/catwalk to get your tickets today. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Big night coming up is the Sabres host Mental Health Awareness Night presented by Highmark. It's Wednesday, January 14th. The flyers are in. There's educational resources and touch points throughout the night as we honor the crisis counselors from Buffalo Public Schools. Visit sabres.com/tickets to purchase yours today. Thanks for being a part of everything today, including our Sabres Live poll. We're looking at not only Buffalo at New York tonight, but an incredibly busy 12-game slate that's got Eastern Conference matchups all over it. Florida, Montreal, Toronto, Philly, Jersey, Pittsburgh, and of course Anaheim as they're at Carolina, and they've lost 7 in a row, and they are here next. But we've been talking a lot about the Tylers this week. Tyler Ennis and Tyler Myers. What an anniversary moment this was for the bigger of the Tylers, that is. He had 3 points, 2 power play goals, all in front of a Ryan Miller 48-save performance to win 3-2 over the Leafs. Incredible. This happened in 2010.
It's incredible to think that that's like 15 years ago, 16 years ago. Even talking to Tyler Ennis yesterday, I'm like, man, like that Enzo Sauce, that's not that long ago that he was on the team playing, right? So he kind of crossed over a couple of generations of Sabres, which is pretty cool.
Neighbors forever, maybe. We're still awaiting.
Maybe. Tyler. Myers could move to France. That would be good.
He could do that too. We can't wait for tonight. 6:30 pregame. Buffalo at the Rangers. Expecting Colton Ellison goal against John Quick. We will see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.